Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't coming in. out more.
Watch.
can't have dirty feet, time to wash some things off. Now she looking ready, looking like a heavy Chevy, skirting on them thirsty hoes, just being petty. I might pop up the phone if that ass fat, deep beating in the back, don't know how to act. She got to get down and then get up, slap by sucker, make them pack his shit up. Niggas acting a donkey in the dunk, wooden chrome everywhere, trunk full of funk. If you don't know, that's how we play in this Chevy game. Spend no expenses, top of the line, everything.
When I get that feeling, I get a burst with no ceiling. And we rollin', DVD, straight standing. When I get that feeling, I get a burst with no ceiling. And we rollin', DVD, straight standing.
I'm just blowin' in the wind in my bird again. Boss bitch wasn't around the corner then. I picked up my girls, now we ride now. And niggas on the corner straight hollin' out.
Let me tell you about the story on the trail ride. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. Acrobatic on his tongue. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. Acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, ape shit. Acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, ape shit. Acrobatic on his tongue.
Poppy like it when I bend over. Break the dance, stop playing with that kitty cat. A little foreplay, then roleplay. Off his ball, a dude say, miss what a little bit of him say. Him thing goes my way when you want that motion potion. You just wanna keep on stroking, flick his ass two times while I throw it back. Then make a tap, left cheek, right cheek, bring it back like a boomerang. Throwing that ass like a soft shaker. Got these niggas cashing out. All the bad bitches showing out like a thong song. But shut, I ain't got no pants on. I don't dance slow, shut the perky. Throwing it back, make it clap, then turn around and bring back, start bouncing up and down on his tongue. Cause he say he like the way he make that pussy come. Cause he say he like the way he make that pussy come.
He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. Acrobatic on his tongue. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. He like when I go dumb. Acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, ape shit. Acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit.
I'm a G for gorilla, I'm realer on that tongue, that ape shit, that's my shit, acrobatic shit, I go dumb. Mo wet, she say wet, full in effect, you want some. Slurp all my juices, say alley, say song. This nigga feeling my rhyme, this nigga all of my dime. This nigga do it all the time, this nigga know I ain't lying. Lay back, recline, surf way, he drowning. Say my name, what's my name, just call me mommy. I need a ticket stuck on the slip, stay like a fit, hump, hella bit, gotta be legit, say I'm the shit, shit so sick, act stupid. I'm coming, she coming, just flashing to some, I'm yummy, keep licking, I'ma let you say something.
He like when I go dumb, he like when I go dumb, he like when I go dumb, acrobatic on his tongue. He like when I go dumb, he like when I go dumb, he like when I go dumb, acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit, ape shit, ape shit. Ape shit, acrobatic on his tongue. I go ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, ape shit, acrobatic on his tongue.
Me too. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Mike Kiss, 1, 2. What's going on, my people? We up in this thing. True West Radio, Tuesday. And we got the most dangerous clique in the world on the line right now. We got the master from the south of the Mason-Dixon line, Mr. Huda Ali in the building. Also, from down around them bayous. In H-Town, we got sweet peas. Yep. And me sitting south of that Trinity River. Where's plenty of bodies at? Welcome to True West Radio. What's happening, man? What's all that going on? Never mind me, I'm just having one of those moments.
Man, that was jamming. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you guys, man. Just thought we'd go back to that for a minute or something different. You know how we do. Two. You better know what you have for you, right there.
I'm still thinking about that last one. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it lately. I've been doing it in the first minute, so I thought I would might pull the cord right on.
So who
all
on here?
And we get a movie.
Okay. It's so much crazy shit be going on that I ain't even got a story for y'all. I don't even know which direction to go.
What? Is this fucked up out there in the world? Can't believe that. What they got going? Who done did something? Anybody I know? Hello, can you hear me? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Maybe your computer is a lot open. Hello, I hear you. I hear you now. Can't hear you now. I can't hear anybody. Cause I can't get nobody. I guess I reckon I'll jump into a few tunes I speak to.
I'm tired of this phone.
I was thinking of the machinery.
No, it's just phone. It's getting old. I was saying that raffle guy, that Lucci guy, he pleaded guilty and he got 10 years and 10 years on probation.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I know that, you know, he was a gangster or whatever, but the charges they giving people, it just seems like they making them up now because I don't know what they mean.
So what did he get charged with?
Oh, man. It was like, at first it was racketeering or something like that. But, the some kind of act, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see, that guy, well, I know he was one of the Bloods, so... You know, they've been going through Atlanta and getting all the Bloods, and they got Young Thug in them, so they got him too. But
wow.
He was accused of... Yep. Murder, assault, and racketeering. And, Yeah, that's not what he pleaded guilty to. But, you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot going on. And, that other guy, Pooh Shiesty, I liked it, him. He went crazy in a nightclub, I think.
What?
He was just on the come up. Mm-hmm. And they say Lucci was sentenced to actual 20 years. So I guess that means he'll do 10 in and 10 out.
Golly.
Mm-hmm. He crazy, man. He terrible on his picture. I saw him. He got some freestyle locks.
What?
Yeah, but he took a deal, though. That's what he got. It's kind of crazy, though. And I can't tell you the name of it because I can't remember it. It's really some shit when he played to it, something they made up. One count of violating Georgia Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act.
What?
And you know, Yodi's brother had got shot up at a restaurant after they had left their goddamn uncle funeral.
Yeah.
These niggas need to start rapping. You can't be a rapper and a gangster. You need to leave that shit alone. You gotta make a choice. Either you wanna be rich or you wanna be a gangster.
That shit ain't for everybody, man.
Yeah, I mean, you gonna stay in prison most of the time anyway. You can be rich and be a gangster, but you don't be in prison your whole life. Especially the majority of it. And I don't know. These niggas is really, really crazy. They just out here doing anything. And they making all this money, buying all these designer clothes. I don't know. It's like they think it's the 1960s or something. But except it's cameras everywhere and shit, watching everybody.
Yeah,
you can't get away with half of what you used to get away with, but don't stop them from trying. They're still trying.
So though. That's crazy, though.
It is absolutely crazy. And I'm telling you, I think it was because somebody said your guy's brother laughed when old boy got gunned down.
He
was about to retire. Yeah, so when he got gunned down, they laughed. And so, and they had just left their uncle's funeral. And they got his ass outside of a restaurant, so... And even the ones that break and get out of it, you can't enjoy being rich because your family's still into shit and still dying and shit.
Yeah. I tell you, it's crazy, man. So much shit happening. People, we need to wake up, man. Let's come together, multiply, and divide and conquer. We're in the Lord, and you don't get F. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. We're going to jump into a couple of cuts right quick. Pay a few bills. Like, we ain't paying no bills here. Whatever. We're going to play some music. And we'll be right back. If you tuned into the show, like to be a part of the show, hit us up. 323-642-1597. Press 1 to talk, baby. We live right now. In the True Zone. With your motherfucking boy. Yeah.
Bitch, I look, I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been up from drugs, shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone, the shit I said I find back. I've been tripping, dream when I'm alone, I need my mind back. My thoughts, but can you feel me in this song, I'm in my feelings. stayed away from you so long. Admit that I've been tripping. Now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit and I can feel it. And I ain't never been uncomfortable, I take a nigga and get with it. Big homie told me beat the streets, but I've been trying to heal my spirit. Mama told me leave the streets, but I've been weak, yet I admit it. Took my cousin, leave him alone, but I can't get him out my vision until I die. I take the crown on my side, might try to kill me, but the pain so deep inside, and that I cried and tried to heal it. Told my partner on my side that I'm live with all his bitches. He gon' rise and I'm gon' fly, I got my guys in my extension. If you try, I bet he dying tonight, this shit is not for lyrics. Got this city in the headlock, popping out the visuals. He just helping make his leg lock, that's how we try to get him. He just box, we call him dead stock, nobody got the liver. My little nigga let his leg pop, and I just got him pick him. Told these niggas that I'm underrated, now look, I deliver them. Every beat I get, I undertake them, but I just gotta feel them. Hit the blunt and get me concentrated, that's probably why I hit them. Keep it one, these bitches overrated, everybody tryna hit them. With the bitch who say she wanna play me, but I just gotta hit her. In her stomach, say she wanna baby, but I'm just not a nigga. We gon' rock it if they wanna play me, nobody on that trigger. She get crazy, I get everybody in the rocket. I thought I had a bitch I love, I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been off some drugs, shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone, the shit I said, I find facts. I've been tripping, dream when I'm alone. I need my mind back and my thoughts. But can you feel me in this song? I'm in my feelings. Stayed away from you so long. Admit that I've been tripping. Now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit. And I can feel it. And I ain't never been uncomfortable. I take a nigga and get with it. Oh my God, ain't no other way, I'm grinding till I get it. If it's mine, I'll never hesitate, won't shine, it's in our mission. All these bitches trying to elevate off my shine, I'm trying to hit it. Get that drink and then get hella sloppy, priming out my liver. I'm kind, but I get triggered, too kind without my missiles. Two times I say the word, you know you mind's not suspicious. Two times it's for the birds, I can't be kind, you know I'm real. When I'm high, I sit and swerve, I'm off my mind like it's my clipper. Bitch, I love, I'm just wishing for my time back. I've been off some drugs, shit I need, I can't rewind back. I wonder would you leave me alone, the shit I said I find back. I've been tripping, dream when I'm alone. I need my mind back, hear my thoughts, but can you feel me in this song? I'm in my feelings, stayed away from you so long. Admit that I've been tripping. Now I'm free, I got this shit right in my spirit, and I can feel it. And I ain't never been uncomfortable. I take a nigga and get with it.
Be free.
I wanna be free.
Ghost riding whip, trunk banging, fifth hanging, doing a free fall. Candy paint dripping, cooler than fucking Freon. Yeah, I'm Texas, baby, we don't do none of that yeehaw. This mac and cheese talk, gonna make your bra ride me like a seesaw. Make her jump out of bra and panties faster than Dion. You peon, cause it's not on my level, I chase cheddar. Punching clocks, the burning block, do anything for paper. You see, I'm by my Benjamins, baby, it comes daily. Racks on top of racks, gotta get it, no hesitation. I set tones and paces, set screens and place them. Elevated for my team, so we won't be displacement. Determination with dedication, receive greatness. All the medication I need to get this cheese, we be swaying.
Negative statement, cause I'm tatted up and my pants ain't rubbing the pavement. Why chasing more than me, but yet y'all still downsizing. Come on. Wonderful day as the sun shines upon my face. Amazing grace keeps me strong. The wrong stays in my way. On the paper chase, still I won't let it take my spirit. These streets be my muscle. So to these streets I'm giving. See, I'm not pretending. What the hell I'm gaining, none of that. I'm just trying to keep facts and keep some clothes on my back. Family first, I represent. I'm keeping my feet planted deeply in the ground. No matter how I make my rent, I spent so many years trying to learn me, but I can't. Only God knows what I'm gonna be, and I'm not a saint, but I paint the picture of truth. Why y'all trying to judge me? Y'all need to be trying to judge yourselves and keep me off y'all minds. See, I'm supposed to be what I am, and what I am is what I'm supposed to be. I am what I'm supposed to be. I am a man that's all about real love from the other side of town where they label us thugs. Come on.
That I feel won't see destruction, cause the anger really came from nothing. Mama yelling, still beaming all on my melanin to make it back before the street lights. That's when the felons and the freaks get to roam in the streets. So guard your melanin, your brother keep a close eye. We'll hope you spot a fall from a fake. We'll hope you close eyes, don't know why these living don't learn from others' mistakes. Forgetting what all the work it takes. Out in Cleveland just to see the lake. Pushing Ohio in the state, and that's where to me, we gon' get this cake.
And we gon' be falling today.
Life is not a game, but I treat it like Monopoly. They can put a wall in this road, they ain't stopping me. Facts, now they copy me, my timing got them watching me. Hey, yeah, come and look, baby, let me show you how to groove.
How to groove.
You can try to get it, but you gotta know the move.
Know the move.
Now that's that Midwest pimpin'. Come to Chicago and get a boat.
It's
summertime, it's hotter, but that cold hit different. My niggas is my
digging.
These women is God giving. You rockin', we on a mission.
Hey.
We rollin', I pay attention. You light it, then I'ma hit it. Niggas, we all in it. Hey. Detroit, we stepping out. Ohio, it's all love. Chi-Town, we ballin' out.
Ballin' out.
West players, but my granny from the south. Different type of soul, you can't buy with no amount.
From the park, we
don't pop that many triggers, but we always had heart. And that's our south, real ones know exact spot. Broke the fence, now watch me rage. Don't let me start, it's a cook county combo. Rollin' on my Fonso, man, I'm on my cheddar. I ain't stressing over no, whoa. So now gone, hit the switch track. And sure, my brother Lil hit me on the dispatch. And shit, if you ain't about your grind, we a mismatch. And so real man won't give a damn, it's in my big bag. And the cat, turn me up, tell rude to the good bros. Plenty mad they showed in, switching up, looking like the monster. I said, any we rolling up, this that new pack you want, smoke the big stuff. So all you rap to be to keep making K-pop, everybody knows a real beast.
It's J-Park, Time to kind of cool, flying my
city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Welcome back to Business Meeting Tuesday night here on True West Radio. We have in attendance tonight. Everybody is in attendance tonight. We got Mr. Everywhere, he's in attendance tonight. We got Buddha Ali, he is in attendance tonight, amen. We have Miss Trulia Monroe, she is in attendance tonight. So good to see the sister up in here tonight. We got, oh, look at yellow, we got Miss Sweetie in the house tonight, Lord have mercy. We gonna have us such a good time with we got Mr. Buddha Ali. Do I say Buddha Ali? Hey, Buddha Ali. Chocolate drop in the house. Yeah, Sally. Ah, we going to do it, baby. Also, we got in the house with us tonight. Once again, our insurance friend, Mr. Timothy, is back with us tonight. How y'all doing? Let the services begin.
Did you say chocolate?
We thank you for those announcements,
brother Jones.
We thank you for that. Amen. I don't think the spirit moving. I don't think he felt it. God is good all the time.
He called him Chocolate Boot Ali.
I said, Blessed is right here. He's going to say something this time.
No, I was just tripping on him and Lord, but I don't know. We won't. TNB radio, we were on one of them radio shows. One of them radio shows, Never Love had, he was impersonating a couple people. And Terry Capone was impersonating some people. They had that shit down pat one time. They were fooling people and everything.
There you see that family.
How y'all doing, though, man? What's going on with the family? True Wear?
I'm just getting back home.
We got Mr. Eruption.
Yeah,
man.
Where the 49ers at? I think we need to do some push-ups or something because they going to the Super Bowl. I just found out the yesterday somebody told me.
Look, man, like I tell everybody, going don't mean nothing. Winning is everything. Going don't count.
Uh-oh.
We're scratching. We might go give them 50, drop them 50 push-ups and stuff.
I don't get nobody no push up because if they don't win, they don't get no credit.
Oh, that's how you do it.
How you gonna graduate if you don't turn your homework in?
That's how you do it, huh? They got to win,
huh? Turn your homework in. If they don't win, it don't matter.
My name is Ben, and I ain't it. Because I told y'all, I'm representing the whole team. And we got knocked out, but we went.
What's going on in the world? Y'all tell me something good.
Oh,
I
want
to be in
World
War III by the end of the next month.
What?
I said, we're going to be in World War III by the end of next month. They killed them U.S. soldiers, killed three and injured 30 of them the other day with that drone strike. So we're going to pop it off with Iran. And China told Iran don't do it. They did it anyway. Russia can't fight because they can't even deal with Ukraine. And China don't want to fight by themselves. So Iran is going to be in trouble. They're going to get that Iraq treatment. So Buddha won't be able to make it over there Ramadan.
Hold on, brother.
Ain't no man gonna go to the Middle East. They gonna have a no-fly zone. Ain't no hold on. That's being serious. That's not being funny. Ain't nobody gonna be able to travel to talk to me in America. They just killed all them black soldiers Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
They just bombed the military base and killed them.
They got all that machinery or all that technology over there. They couldn't see that thing flying and stop it.
Yeah, but what happened was the military, the U.S. had one returning, and it came right behind that one, so the radar couldn't pick it up because it was picking up the U.S. Drone. So it came within minutes behind the U.S. drone and landed.
Oh, so it just showed them which way to go.
Yeah, so they told Biden, what you going to do? Biden said he got to reach out in.
Let me say this. So let me rewind it. Let me rewind the tape. Now, you telling me some soldiers, all black platoon was in? Oh,
yeah.
Just a few more niggas than white folks in.
One of them was a woman.
Yeah, a girl and two guys. And then 30 people in. So, if you watched my Facebook page a month ago, I told y'all that 2 months ago, didn't I? Can't nobody say I lied, because see, they fly these military planes right here every day. They just now started back flying, but they had shipped them over there. They've been going over there for about 3 months now. They've been going over there since before Thanksgiving. So I knew what was up. They fly over my house every day. Base is right here at my house. They fly and drop bombs out there. And 86 can feel the bomb. We can feel the bomb when it hit the ocean. It can feel it all the way to the house. They drop them bombs at night. So that's what they're doing over there now. So now they're finna strike Iran. They already hit Yemen. And now they're finna start hitting Iran. And Iran gonna have to shit or get off the pot. The minute they try to shit, we gonna make them empty out their whole stomach. Just like Saddam Hussein. So now they're gonna have a military, U.S. people ain't gonna be able to go to the Middle East because of that conflict. So that's what I'm telling you, Ramadan coming up, they ain't gonna let no U.S. citizens go over there. They don't want them to get kidnapped. They've been trying to attack oil tankers over there in the Red Sea, so that way we can't get no oil over here to make our oil prices go up worldwide. So that's what they've been trying to do. They've been having them drones to attack the ships and the pirates attack them ships.
That's a bunch of shit going on right there.
You see all them guys buying them bunkers. You see Rick Ross building the bunker. Everybody building bunkers now, Buddha. You think they get woke up one day and say, I'm going to build a bunker on the ground?
Yeah. I told y'all.
That's what I
said.
They did. Oh, go ahead.
I was trying to remember. I told y'all a few months ago that I saw something. It looked like he was sitting in the sky. And it wasn't the North Star, because I know where the North Star was at or whatever. And then the next day, they was talking about a spy balloon and all of that.
Well, a lot of people think it's a North Star, and they think it's a star. It's not a star. It's satellites. We got like 28 satellites circling the globe, ESPN, HBO. Showtime, they got satellites that sit low like a star. They be moving around as a satellite flashing. But they distracted us with Cat Williams. Then they distracted us with Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj so they can take our mind off of what's going on in the world. You see what I'm saying? They do that. They set us up against each other, take our mind off what's going on in the world. Cause all we worried about now is Cat Williams, Megan Thee Stallion, and Nicki Minaj, and Pastor Geno Jenkins, and T.D. Jakes. That's all we've been worried about the last 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't know that. I know the war been going on, and I know them drones. I seen them drones when they had them over there in Ukraine, Russia. They have them like mosquitoes. They be like insects, like bees. And they be fully equipped, but they small as fuck. And they do a lot of damage. Then they got some drones that look like airplanes.
That's the ones they drive, the ones like airplanes. They drive the ones like airplanes. The drones we got, we can control the drones. The drones we find, they control that from San Antonio. A man sitting in the damn office in San Antonio flying a drone from 3,000, 4,000 miles away around the globe. One man is flying them drones. That's how good our technology is. We got our technology is pinpoint accurate. We can drop a bomb 20,000 feet in the air and go down your chimney and land on your big toe. The reason I know my dad was part of that back in the day. That first
you're a veteran yourself.
They were developing all that.
And you're a veteran yourself, Lunch.
Yeah. We just can't be looking at what they said on social media on Shannon Sharp. We got to look at what's going on in the big scale to see. They cut that oil off. Your gas price going to go up to $8 a gallon. That oil don't come from the Saudi Arabia. Your gas going to go up to $8 a gallon. Then how you going to get to work?
That's how it affects us. We say, well, we got oil in Texas. We're not using our oil. We're using oil. We're buying oil from overseas. We buy more oil overseas than we got from Alaska and Texas. Hell, I used to have three or four bicycles on deck. I got a mountain bike with a gun rack and a game rack to hold the game on the back. I can shoot something down with my gun, hold my rifle on my bike, and then put the meat on the back of it, ride on out.
You know damn well your wife wanna ride in AC.
Shit, what we gonna do with the goddamn if they stop the oil and they get $8 a gallon? We're gonna pay $8 a gallon for some fucking game.
You gonna have
no,
to.
For real.
You done
shit,
paid
I'm about to go over there and fight my... I'm about to go over there motherfucker myself and talk to him. Let me go talk to my brothers and sisters over there and see what they're
saying. We done paid $5 the other year. It was $5 a gallon. It was $6 in California.
You can purchase money and not have a car.
So we see with the problem. Look at him, man. I'm just going to tell you, bro. I ain't going to tell you again now. I don't know who over here in charge of this shit, but y'all going to get this gas right back down. So I'm trying to go pick up me some pussy.
But he sounds just like him, too.
Hey, what's going on in your world, Sweet Pea? Tell me something good.
Oh, nothing going on here. I had a whole bunch of stuff to tell them earlier. Wasn't none of it good. All these rappers, they throwing their life away. They getting rich, but still act like they broke.
They are broke. Time you pay a lawyer $3 million.
They broke now with all these murder cases and racketeering and stuff.
And damn,
like
when you go pay a lawyer $3 million, of course you're gonna be broke because you owe the record label the other $5 million. Everything done by design, they let you get rich to get broke. What happened to Mike Tyson, $400 million? What happened to Evander Holyfield's money? They let you get rich to get broke.
Especially Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's still rich.
$400 million, he ain't rich. He had $400 million. What happened to Suge Knight?
Man,
Mike broke his ass down. Earl
Gotti,
what happened? Broke his ass down. Now
it's Puff Daddy. Earl Gotti still got money.
Earl Gotti ain't got the money he had.
Man, them niggas done went to the underworld. Some of them niggas underworld judges, man. You know
look
that,
at,
man.
Look at Dame Dash. Dame Dash, he's sitting up there. He'll do anything. What would he do for a Klondike bar? He'll do anything right now for a Klondike bar.
No, I don't know, cause I just seen him on there with Brother Waikiki. He was on there with Brother Waikiki. He got a live band. He got a person to share that travels with him. He's still doing big things.
Now, does he have him and Russell Simmons have money like they used to have? It's the question.
Oh hell yeah, hell yeah! You
got
to understand.
They got too many lawsuits. Russell Simmons got all them women still suing him. That's why he left the country. So they can't prosecute him.
I still got my Rush card. I got the new Rush card. That motherfucker activated now. He got for $2 on it.
Russell Simmons
activated with $5.
Yeah, he living in Thailand, so he can't get prosecuted in the United States. Puff Daddy going to have to do the same thing.
You know you balling if you in Thailand. Come on now. He already going with some Asian women. Thailand ain't nothing but black Asians. That's all that's over there, black Asians in Thailand. Thailand, yeah, so Philippines, easy. Cambodia, all this black China. I mean, black Asia.
Yeah, he sold Def Jam and got the hell up out of there. The puppy gonna do the same thing. He gonna sell Bad Boy. He done sold his liquor company, and he's gonna get the hell out of dying because he know it's coming. As long as he gonna live in Thailand.
I'm gonna say this. I saw Dame Dash on a thing. He admit that he don't have the money that he used to. But another thing, he also said that I feel like he got some merit to it. You know, money is to be spent. It's no need to keep on holding on to it and holding on to it. He had some bad investments and that kind of thing. But at the same time, you're going to have to keep on paying taxes on it. You might as well get rid of some of that.
Well, the way around that is you just do a charity. You do a charity and you sit up there and give away 30 cars to everybody on the show, and then you write it off on your taxes and get it back. That's why they give away money. If they had to sit up there and have to give away money and couldn't write it off on their taxes, they wouldn't give it back. But when they on your taxes, it says charitable contribution for 2023, and you say $3 million, then they say, okay, we give you that $3 million back at the end of the year. Cut your taxes.
All wrong.
No, see, what it is, see, what Damon and him are doing, Russell and him are doing, I just got to watch a Russell Simmons on Moesha. Back in them days, it was the days of hip-hop, but let me say this, though, they like me, the mature niggas, they done matured up. When they were coming out, they was splurging. They was splurging, they were on yachts, they was champagne pouring. 5 or 6 women going with the girl from 16 to 60. They were going with women from 16 to 60. All of them doing everything, you know, the rough sex, the domination, all that, doing all that shit. Right now, today in Atlanta, they got them sex dungeons. I'm watching Boombox. TV on Roku, Boombox. They had this girl that she got a dungeon. But anyway, make a long story short, Damien Dash, they are the Spurs. Right now, they know to get quiet because the young niggas are ruthless. They know the young niggas will pop up on you and everything. So they ain't going to be flashing that $250,000, that $50 million. All them diamonds in the Crown Royal bag. They're not going to pop them out no more. Even Baby done sat down. You see, Baby ain't dirt. He might have a little ice on here. Lil Wayne ain't splurging no more. All the person come back out splurging is Big BG. And BG really ain't splurging no more. They just grew out of that shit, man. That's all it is. They got that money, man. Especially if you done sold your liquor company, you done sold your record company. I'm quite sure you didn't sell all of it, but you sold enough to goddamn me go to Thailand and or to a middle of Alpha the Middle East somewhere, motherfucker ain't looking, and can maintain it off $100 a week, $100 a month. And grow your own food, you have your own water well and shit. That's what I say.
I know whatever they say about him is the truth, but since his damn kids, them girls hate him. They hate his ass.
Who there?
Russell Simmons, them daughters. He got. They can't stand his ass. So whatever people say about him, I know it's true. If your own kids don't like
you. You talking about Russell or you talking about Reverend Rose?
Talking about Russell.
Oh, I ain't no Russell here from Dollar.
He had one with that Samoa lady.
You got two. They got two together.
They got two kids.
Yeah.
Two boys.
I'll they might do, but you know, you all gonna learn your real, you know, your prayer. I think my mom know how to play the media now. They've been sending media since they were little, so you know they know how to play the media too. So I just look at shit through. I look at it three different ways. Shit now, TV.
No, they don't.
I mean.
They don't fuck with him at all. The way that she wrote about him or spoke of him, I can't remember if it was Mother's Day or if it was Father's Day, but she wrote a whole long thing about her mama and what they've been through and what her mama is to her, and she never mentioned him. Like, they really don't like him. He really was not good to their mama. Like, it looked good. She's pretty, and they was rich and all that stuff, but he wasn't good to her, and she was too damn young anyway.
You really don't know her? Because she's a whore. She's a whore. I don't even know why you guys would even be discussing this about my life. No, I said it to them, though. Stay out of the way, man. Stay out of the way.
Well, you know where they come from. They can do that. You can get married at 15 or 16 and stuff like that, but...
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. He done went to top. He take, he got $100,000 to Thailand. He good. He already famous. He already a Buddhist. You hear me? He probably king of the Buddhists over there. They probably got him in a temple. He probably invest the money over there with them with the Dalai Lama over there. He probably been spending money with them from day one. Him and Rick Rubin.
I don't know what his ass doing. I know he's getting good to his wife though. Hmm. Them little girls can't stand his ass. I thought he liked him. I thought that, you know, they was a little happy family or whatever, but I was shocked by how much these girls don't care for him. A lot of people, artists, their kids have problems and shit. But how can you not have problems if you're in the media all the time and your parents go fucking crazy? And you right there, everybody point cameras at you. Oh, Marquisa went to the dollar store today. Oh, Marquisa shopping at Kroger. Like, what kind of shit? It's crazy. They be stalking the kids, stalking the parents.
Yeah. Well, you know what time it is, baby.
Yeah.
That time for us to get you with a couple more jams, man. See, we can get going tonight. Thank you on Choice Radio. You're listening online. If you'd like to join the show, it's up 323-642-1597. We are live, baby. I got the house full, man. Y'all truly want to know how song. He's a three while ago. We might get another sneak peek at it again. But hey, keep your rock right here. True is. Y'all know what it is.
Yay, yay.
Surfer.
I think he like it when I'm nasty. I'm a little pricey, I'm the baddest. I'm a little ratchet with these lashes. Don't get smoked and dump like ash. On his back, he getting scratches. Only way I call him daddy. With no camera making no flashes. Black and pinko on my chest. Here go my keys, park your valley. Sitting on threes, better not scratch it. Triple D, drop the Addy. Pretty please, when you ask your Meganese, I'm a savage. Double D's with no padding. All them bands gon' keep me dancing like Mercedes in that valley. Got it like I got a printer, you know I'm the missus. Came with a bow and a ribbon, damn it, I like how he kiss it. Oh, that nigga miss it. That nigga crying and tripping, he bothered and that was the mission.
Now you just sipping.
Watch how I play with them bands. Might take a trip out to France, I'm on demand. Still got my feet in the sand, staying on top of the plan. You don't understand. Baby, they really just fans, they hate and obsessed with your man. Don't fall for the damn. They took call up an echelon, you can't even pull up next to mine. If it's in my size, I need an extra fine. Ain't no next in line, you get left behind. Heard it all through the grapevine, I can never let them take mine. Tires screeching down the state line, I need every
every dime when it's overtime.
I think he like it when I'm nasty. I'm a little pricey, I'm the baddest. I'm a little ratchet with the lashes. Don't get smoked and dumped like ashes. On his back, he getting scratches. Only way I call him daddy. With no camera making them flashes. Black and pink go on my chest. Here go my keys, park it valley. Sitting on threes, better not scratch it. Triple D, drop the Addy.
Pretty please when you ask
it. Mega knees, I'm a savage. Double D's with no padding. All them bands gon' keep me dancing like Mercedes in that valley.
Tonight gon' be your night. Tonight gon' be your night. You don't ever dare.
me outside and we'll talk for a while. What you sipping on? Is it Crown? If so, let me buy another round.
Baby, I'll get you a drink.
See, the floor's too crowded. I think I'll sit this one out. You know you owe me a dance. I've been peeping your style, so I decided to move. Then maybe get to know you just a little more better. I know I got you in the mood. That's how I do. It's no sweat, love.
Give me just a little time.
See,
it feels so right.
When
it's a slow grind, it feels good inside.
I can be your prince, you can be my princess. The whole world slows down when we step. No matter who's around, cause we're getting down. Looking in your eyes, I love the way you smile.
I know you're dancing me, cause I'm digging you. Romeo and Juliet, fantasies come true.
We're moving left to right, step to right, step to right, stepping all night.
Hey baby,
boycott the program, direct the end of station. If you ask me, we should fire the whole staff. Can't can't let them get away with playing this trash. They're giving hip-hop music a bad name. If rap ain't dead, it's hanging on by a thread. We gotta straighten it out, you heard what I said.
Straighten them out, man.
We gotta, we got to,
but hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Right on, right on. And we back up in this thing once again, Andrew. Taking to a little house, something, something. Before we jump to bigger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That was a nice mix, man. That was some nice mixes, man. Some new stuff.
New stuff, I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, some community late to man. Something different from the normal, you know?
And tell all of them, they need to call in and say hello.
You just never know which night gonna be a gym.
So then you come and speak. Like how you say it, go in there and speak, man.
Hell yeah. Huh? How are we?
Y'all got anything new going on?
Well, blessed in no grapes, you know. But we got the fixed radio, we got the going on over there, you know what I'm saying? 24/7 action.
Yes, sir. Shout out to fixedradio.biz.
Yeah. You catch your boy Hovercrafting, you know, Saturday. Yeah, about 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We Hovercraft a little bit. Yeah. Make sure y'all tune in, man. You never know what you might hear in the cycle.
That's nice. Little jamming over there. I don't know when she's going to play it, but I think her name was Chris Wilson. She did an interview with Chris the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, she did. Well, all interviews that on Flex, all interviews, you go to Flex Radio on YouTube, and they'll be on the YouTube page. You can check out all the interviews. But she will play interviews through the week. You'll hear them. They'll be re-repeated again, the interview will.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's why I tell y'all to just listen in much as y'all can. Y'all listen in much like she played the sister the other night. She played the sister. She played Future.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, it's a rotation, man. Shout out to your sister, man, doing her thing, man. Young, young Sweet Pea doing our thing.
I meet up in the morning, 3 o'clock in the evening. I tell you, I'll be really. What's that? What's that?
Like she's been trying to rap ever since she was 2 or 3
hey,
years
well,
old.
Hey, well, she needed, we need,
keep
we need to set up with an interview, though. Hey, and she mixed it. She mixed it with some mainstream music. That one was so cold. She mixed it with some mainstream music, man. That's why I say y'all just mix that flex right as much as you can. Let everybody know that y'all on that flex, man.
For sure.
Yeah, flex radio. I be
listening. Yeah, they do. I be
playing
you on
there
too. That's who I've been hearing. I've been hearing you.
Cool. Julia.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Julia on there all the time. Everybody on that. This their wedding didn't drop now. We need that drop from Kama Sua. You too, Sweet Pea. You can send in a drop. Send that drop in, man. Keep it going.
Right on.
Truly, you send your drop in?
No, I don't have a drop of Flex Radio. I can get on tonight.
Yeah, we need it, baby. Yeah, we need it, love.
Okay.
Hey, that's what, that helps to keep the rotation and everything in line, you
hear me? Yeah.
You get that new documentary today?
Yeah, I just sent it while we were on the show. Like you and Mix, while we listening right here, the Mix, you can fly and send them over there. She gave me okay. She, I talked to Lady Patty today. She told me to tell you what's up, baby. I talked to Lady Patty and Piggy Wiggly today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I called her. She said, try to be undisguised. She had her shades, didn't close on time. I called her. She bust out laughing. So I pulled you on. I knew I was there. So, yeah. I said, we've been playing this stuff. I said, Heavy Love playing. And I'm playing over here for Flex. She said, man, she thought the radio station texted the Nerva. This is a Shreveport, Louisiana booming. Then she told me, yeah, I just left Nerva talking about Tyler Perry and 50 Cent buying everything up down there in Shreveport. The time of the street boy now. I said, God damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody getting on my nerves with this.
Hey, you ain't sending it to the next Hollywood Nickel.
Yeah, I'm not mad at y'all for doing y'all business.
Oh, no,
whatever,
I ain't either.
He's going for us. Yeah.
They were doing a survey. Black folks used to own 14 million acres. Now black folks only own 1 million acres. With all the millionaires and billionaire niggas, all the dope on the street, on the planes, in the air, everything we touch, we ain't got but 1 million acres. Out of all the millionaires and niggas in town.
Yeah.
It went from 14 million acres to 1 million acres in 2024. So
right.
Niggas got to buy the land back. Niggas got to get right. Got to get the act right, man.
Well, you know,
I just
had my house 1975. 10 years before I was born, she lived in that house. And 5 or 6 years ago, the house burnt down. So a lot of shit like that been going on, too. But then you got a lot of people who left their houses to their children instead of just known family members. And they got on drugs, and they sold them to, remember the We Buy Ugly Houses people? That was the first change that I seen, a big change in the neighborhood. Is when the people start talking about they buy ugly houses or whatever. Man, so many people sold them houses. And they were so So the property value, it was good, but it was much lower back then. Like, what they sold their houses for now, they worth double and triple what they were selling them for back then. And it's crazy. We literally ain't got nothing out here for us.
Right.
Nothing but a job. Like the man said in the lecture. He said, niggas ain't got nothing but a job. Niggas barely got that. He said, that's all niggas got. Niggas don't got nothing. Niggas rich as fuck. Niggas rich as fuck. But ain't, that's all they got is a job. They ain't got nothing there. Oh, yeah, they got a house.
Yep.
They got the car with the rim. They fucking 5 or 6 holes here and there. Excuse my Swahili. Said, but goddamn, a nigga ain't got a motherfucking thing. That's the end of the day. Everybody else is booming. Everybody else got businesses. Everybody else got stoves. Nigga got a little shaving cream and some hair grease. That's it. And a car. I said, man ain't said nothing but the truth. I've been living long enough to see all that. Everything he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It means something to us. But in reality, when you drop a car down to the ground or you change the rims and you change the paint color and all of that, you depreciate that car depending on the type of car that those are. It don't add value to the car what we like to do. And if you land in a house that you are, it's a rent house, it's a big-ass rent house, you ain't doing no good. If you ain't paying a mortgage, you wasting your time with that, especially if you done went and got a big old house. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just money going down the drain. But like I said, the biggest difference is that a group of people, everybody will leave their stuff to their children. But those group of people who got on that stuff, they didn't have nothing to leave to their kids or no value. You know what I'm saying? So we like the remnants of that. We trying to scribble and scrabble through that era or whatever. And my parents wasn't on drugs or nothing, but nobody behind had nothing to leave. And the things that they did have to leave, we didn't get, you know, because of pride. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mama very prideful. So it was certain things that we were supposed to have passed down to us that we didn't get because of her pride and the way she was treated as a child. So that's what I want all of us to work on. If you have something to leave behind, to bring that back, bring back generational wealth. At least generational homes, shit. Somewhere to live at.
I agree with you, Sweet Pea, and we got to make sure that the younger generation holds on to that. Hold on to the land that was passed on. Hold on to the houses. No matter what condition they in, hold on to the family heirloom. They not doing that. That's
do that.
I mean, why, man? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you right. You just said what I was going to say. Like, I was out here in the country, and out here in Arkansas, Southwest Arkansas, I'm down deep in these woods, and it's a lot of land back there black folks used to own, and they got clear creeks, clear water. We drink some water from the ground. It tastes so sweet. We drink it from a water spout out the ground. And the water was so sweet and clear. And people just done left that land to cover up and go up, grow over, and they done moved to the city. Well, I was a little crazy because I was raised in the city, coming to the country, but I was vice versa. I was raised in the city, came into the country.
Them of them done sold the land. As soon as grandma done died, they done sold the land, cut the timber down and sold that. And then blew the money. And now the money gone and the land gone too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been a victim of that too. I've been caught in that mainstream too. And now I just got told in the game, I'll leave it like that. But I know better now. Most high, when I get this next chance, I'm going to be serious in the game this time. I'm going to be iron hard. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to be cold hard. I'm going to be iron hard. I'm going to still have show love, but it's going to be iron and motherfucker.
Yeah.
And if he heat up, it'll burn you.
That's something I had to pick up too. People were like, oh, you sure seem mean, or you seem different. You, oh yeah, I'm different. But you ain't finna come over here and, you're not about to come over here and play with me or try to talk me out of something that I need more than you. Have me feeling like you need something and really I'm the one who needs something. Like, people be running that damn game.
Gotta recognize, when you gone and when I was gone, I helped a lot of people and I disappointed a lot of people, especially my ancestors. But the people I helped, they did help me. And the people that played me, they left me in the cold. And I know who they are. So I know this time what time it is. And everything coming in full circle. I'm going to rise again. I'm all to rise. It's going to be different, but it's going to be, they're going to see that stretch, though.
But what I just told you, that I said you better invest in land this time. Remember I told
you
that?
Well, I did it the first time. I invested in land. I had chill. I invested in land, 2 houses. I just goddamn me went berserk in certain areas. But I was young, though. You know, having a lot of money, young niggas, I know, I see now the difference in between young and old having money. And that's what it comes to. But I had an old mentality, but my mind was gone. I just couldn't get a grasp.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah, seeing the old school people who teach you that, they was gone. By the time my mom and grandma died when I was like 6 or 7, and my other grandma, my dad's mom, she died when I was 12. Now, I had my mama's mom around until I was 21, so she helped me get the frame of mind that I have, you know what I'm saying? But even she was a teen mother, so she was just working her way up into exactly what you want to be by the time, you know, she died. She finally felt like she said, I got too many children for this apartment now. I'm going to go get me a house or whatever. Because we used to all get together at her apartment, but all her kids had some kids, and she was like, no. She's like, I got too many kids now. Let me go get somewhere to stay for real, you know. But the thing is, what I'm getting at, I try to be smart like my grandma. I try to find a way around stuff to where, like, she was an accountant, but she also had something where she did real estate. So my grandmother, she got paid off the sale of her daughter's house and off the sale, because she bought her own house, she got paid for it. Like, she was cold like that. Like, you got to bring her back. It's just the frame of mind we be in that's not right. It's not the plans that we had. It's just that we don't have the right frame of mind because ain't nobody taught us how to do nothing. But, oh, you need to do this. You need to do this. And you can do better. You do this. Well, shit, how you do it? Tell me something.
And then,
well, I'm going to tell you
true.
What.
I agree.
I learned from a lot of rich white millionaires. Because when I knew I wanted to have some money, I learned a lot from them. They told me, man, you can't spend more than you bring in. And us as a black community, we spend more than we bring in. We get a $400 check, we buying $200 pair of Jordans off the rip. Then a bottle of Grey Goose, and then 100 on a loud pack. Then you turn around and say, damn, now I got to go pay my bill. So I'm going to go to payday loan, mm-hmm. place and borrow $200 and pay back $600 on that. Just so I can go pay my light bill when I had that with my Jordan money. So we just, we spend more than we bring in. That's the only sad part about it. Because, see, the white community, they use what's called credit. So they buy their cars on leases. They don't own them. They drive them for 3 years and trade them in and get a new car every 3 years. We pay on them for 7 years. By the time
that's
we
what
4 years,
I
was going to
do. You right. Keep going. You right. My bad.
So that's why I try to tell us that we need to start being investors and not just consumers. Because see, we're the biggest consumers, but we are the biggest consumers in the United States, but we're the least persons that have bank accounts. Now, make that make sense, that we got enough money that we're buying the most in America, but our spending dollar don't get saved in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not at all.
So we got to invest. We got to buy land and be like Monopoly. You land on my property, I got to charge you. So we got to start buying land and selling land. Buying land and selling land. We buy 100 acres, let's sell 20 acres. We'll lease it to Walmart. Lease them 20 acres for 30 years at $30,000 a month. That's $360,000 a year for a 10-year lease. That's $3.3 million, $3.6 million in 10 years.
Exactly.
So we got to think logically.
But that leasing them cars, that's how you get good credit. And every time people tell me to go get a 7-year this, 7-year that, and a note and the insurance and all that, it'd be almost more than what I get paid. And you trying to use one whole check for that and one whole check for the rent and trying to figure out where your food coming from, when all along I should have been leasing those cars for the 3 years. Because to be honest,
yeah, the white people
after about 3 years
for
is when you start having trouble with
right.
them and you need to start repairing them.
Right. They leased an Escalade for $6.99 a month for 3 years. A black person go pay $2,200 for an Escalade for 8 years. So who's winning? Because you got that same car for 8 years for four times as much as he done leased it for, and every 3 years he get to trade his off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once we get that mentality switched, then we'll be all right. But as long as we want to wear our money. That's the deal. African-American community, I got to drive by your house with some 30-inch rims to show you I made it. I got to sit up there and have $400 wigs and $200 nails with rhinestones on to show you that I'm a boss bitch. I got to have $1,200 pair of goddamn jeans that says Italian designer when I could have went to Walmart and bought a pair of Dickies.
Snatching out the edges with that $400 wig you were talking about.
Yeah, but that's what we do. We like to wear our money. Are you going to drive it, or we going to sit up there and we going to put it on our back. We going to have a Louis Vuitton backpack, Gucci backpack, walking around the club with a backpack, on $1,300 backpack. And all you got is a T-shirt and a toothbrush and see the deodorant in there.
You can't do that in Houston no more. You get your ass walk around with backpacks and stuff. Like, it's plain. Same OG down here now. I don't even carry a purse no more. I been quit carrying a purse. I do carry something that look like a backpack every now and then. Oh, that's a purse. But most of the time, I just walk around with nothing.
Well, the reason people be having backpacks in certain places because then it's not a concealed. They say that it's something about the weapon, see, so they'll carry their gun in their backpack and not in their pocket and not underneath their shirt. You see, in certain places they can get away with that because it's in the backpack. It's in it, and it's in the what you call it, and they got to get a search warrant in order to search that backpack. So that's the unfortunate. Oh, wow, it's already 10 o'clock. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's our time, baby.
Overtime,
I off. I will drop you off more time. We have been up for the last 2 minutes of the show. I want to thank y'all for being a part of it. Also, tomorrow night we'll be live. One day we are right here on the True West Radio Trinity afternoon. We got some hot jazz break tomorrow night. So, you know, you might want to be in and check it out. Because I believe every day, you know what I'm saying, the playlist this week, man, going down, made the week, got top-notch tanks in the building, going to be here with me. I got Trigger Marlowe, Buddha Ali, Mr. Israel, Sweetie, And of course, yours truly will be in the building. Along with whoever else decides to join us. But however, whatever. We want to keep it true. I'm going to find him, man.
Heavy.
Come on, Josh.
Heavy. You got that swimming suit on, though. You got that swimming suit on again, though.
You see me?
You're
not. Boy. Boy, like
Zipper. That goddamn Lou Gaines. They got that Lou Gaines, goddamn.
It's going to be. We just gonna keep it fair. Keep it fair. Yeah. Ride with your boy. And to the way we might end up. True video, I'm out.